2/3 of the people are not sleeping in the current time. People saying, I can sleep when I die. I tell people, if you're on this path, you literally are going to die. I've had my fair share of poor sleep and I know how it feels, but I found a way and I want to share it to the world. I just want everybody to discover the superpower of sleep.
In this episode, BJoy John is on a mission to redefine the importance of sleep for high-performing individuals. We will uncover why sleep is your superpower for peak performance.
Remember, sleep is like a dimmer switch. It's not an on and off switch. Also, our brain is like a supercharged computer and it needs rest. So we heal in our sleep, our memory gets consolidated, everything gets arranged, and we have to take it seriously.
Join us as we dive deep into the critical role of sleep in enhancing health, productivity, and leadership.
So knowing that, I put together 7 proven sleep strategies to make everybody sleep better. It works in most people. I've been implementing this for years.
Welcome to the High Performance CEO Show.
Hey, welcome, BJoy John, to the High Performance CEO Show.
Yes, Sebastian, glad to be here.
Yeah, and we'll talk about a very, very important topic today. We talk about sleep. And in the past, from what I saw in the industry or saw between executive high performance CEOs, they said, yeah, you know, I can sleep 4 hours and that's enough. You know, I'm really super efficient and I don't need much sleep. But now I think there's a change in the perception and in the importance of sleep, and also high performance CEOs and high achievers, they value sleep and they understand that this is a very, very important part of creating a healthy lifestyle. But I'm not the expert, you're the expert. So let's really dive into this topic. And you have a book, you have an institute, you're the expert. So we want to learn today, how can we sleep better? Because I don't know how many percent, but I bet it's a very high percentage of people are not sleeping well.
Sebastian, thank you. So the title of my book is like, Nobody's Sleeping, right? So I heard this all the time, people saying, I can sleep when I die. I tell people, if you're on this path, you literally are going to die, right? Sleep
affects sooner.
If it's your cardiovascular, you know, it controls blood pressure, diabetes. So all those have significance. So somewhere along the line, there is this confusion. There are few people in this world, for example, Elon Musk and, you know, previous President Trump and President Obama, they are called short sleepers. You know, they can function with very little sleep. Even Elon Musk came and said, hey, you know, I am a little different. Make sure you guys sleep. He used to force everybody to, you know, he took sleep for granted. Now he realizes the importance of sleep and he's encouraging everybody to sleep back. You know, so very few people who are called short sleepers can work in 4 or 5 hours sleep, but most of us need 7 to 8 hours. So we heal in our sleep, our memory gets consolidated, everything gets arranged. So sleep, you know, if you sleep 7 hours, you can perform better by sleeping an extra. So our brain is like a supercharged computer and it needs rest to organize things, you know, form new memories, consolidate things, what you learn. You know, as when I was in med school, I used to go all-nighters, and even in practice, I was not that efficient. But when I slept, I even performed better the next day. So knowing that, and I put together 7 proven sleep strategies to make everybody sleep better. So I've had my fair share of poor sleep and I know how it feels, you know, in med school when my mom died and when I started my business, but I found a way and I want to share it to the world. But I just want everybody to discover the superpower of sleep, Sebastian.
This is very important. I mean, I interviewed a brain surgeon not long ago, and he said when he was active as a surgeon, they had times when they didn't sleep for 30, 40 hours, you know, and this is crazy. Imagine you have an accident and you are submitted to the hospital and then you get a surgery from someone who has slept for days. And 7 strategies for better sleep. So I think we should dive into them. You know, we want to learn all of them. Now it's your time to really educate the audience.
Let's go. We got diving straight in, Sebastian. So I actually have an acronym. I think everybody needs to take a piece of paper or a pencil or tablet, write this down. It's called Sleep Now, SLEEPNOW. So we're going to go one by one. First is the S. For any plan, you have to have a schedule, right? So sleep also, we have to take it seriously. You have to have a schedule. So I tell people to sleep between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., right? So what do people do if they cannot sleep? They go search on the internet and they go to bed earlier. So now they're struggling from 9 p.m. to midnight. So they're struggling for 3 hours. So if you go to bed around 10 and you can't fall asleep, try to lay in bed close to the time you went to sleep, like 11:30. So that's called sleep restriction, but make sure you wake up at 6 a.m. So this is a most difficult step. Once you start doing that, and then you can move your clock backwards, like 11:30 to 11:15, 11, and so forth. But you have to wake at 6 a.m. So schedule is important. This is called sleep restriction. It works in most people. I've been implementing this for years. So that's number one. Next is the L in the acronym, low light, low noise, low temperature, right? The melatonin, the human hormone, only secretes in darkness and lower temperature. So I tell people to experiment between 65 to 70 degrees so that, you know, they can be cool. And of course, noise affects the quality of sleep because you get awakened by the noises. So mela means darkness. So melatonin only gets secretes in darkness. Make sure your bedroom is dark.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I've got a question.
Yes.
What is your experience of these blue light blocking classes you can buy on the internet? Does it work?
So I'm coming to the next one, electronics in the acronym. So I'll combine that question.
Okay.
So what happens is ever since COVID came, everybody's starting to working from home. And then from home, you're taking it to the bedroom. In the bedroom, what happens is there's no light and you're opening your tablet or your phone. Mm-hmm. Even with blue light blocking filters, there is light. So the light goes into the eye and tells the gland that puts us to sleep. It's called the suprachiasmatic nucleus. That's the clock that generate, you know, that's within us, our internal clock, and telling us, yeah, it is still daytime. So no matter what it is, even if it's a filter, there's still light, especially in the bedroom where there's no ambient, right? So I tell people, do not use your electronics at least 30 minutes prior to going to sleep. So make sure you take your electronics and keep it away from you. I keep it in my bathroom. I have an alarm. So I literally wake up. Even this morning, I had to wake up and go turn it off. You know, had a meeting with my son this morning. So, but what's the importance here is, if you have your phone close to you in the middle of the night, if there's a notification or the dings, people say, hey, I put it on do not disturb. But then we wake up as we go through different sleep cycles. We have tendency to wake up. I woke up in the middle of the night yesterday to use the restroom, but I keep my sleep shape. I don't look at the clock because once I look at the clock, oh, it's 4 o'clock. Oh, it's only 3 o'clock. You know, you start worrying. So keep it away. So that answers your question.
The thinking starts, you know.
Yeah. And then you don't want to know the time at night. You just have to have an alarm. So I tell people to have a, you know, alarm. So that's no to electronics. Then next E is exercise 4 hours prior to going to sleep. What happens when you exercise closer to bedtime? It generates heat, you know, and also creates endorphins and cortisol, which are all stimulants. The best time to exercise is in the morning, but if you can, make sure you exercise at least 4 hours prior to going to sleep. So now, so you have your schedule, you are slowly weaning off the things that are bothering you, you're leaving your phone away from you, you're not exercising, you're giving a chance to your body. The next SLEEP, P is power off your mind. So you're giving your body a chance. I teach two techniques for people. One is called vivid imagination. So what it is when you're taking your worries to, you know, bed and reality. In bed, I want you to use only the abstract. So I want to use our own imagination. I watched a TV show. I'm thinking how it's going to end tomorrow. I'm the director of the show. I've been using this for 30 years, all my life. And then it works great. I don't want any reality. We think about reality. Oh, I have to do this. No, I'll teach about it next. So I also teach yoga nidra to power off your mind. You know, yoga nidra means nothingness. You lay down with your palms up and you just start thinking about, you know, different parts of your body. Start from your head, go all the way down, not about anything. So listen, you're giving your mind a chance to rest. You know, you know, there's no phone ringing. You know, there's no light. So once you do that, you power off your mind. Next is no to worries. So we all worry as human beings, but I tell people to take dedicated time to worry between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. every night.
Schedule worry time. I love this.
Yeah. So from 8 p.m., you are getting ready to bed. So we worry, but not on bed. Worry between, I was getting ready for your show. I want to look where your link is. I got all ready by 7:30. I was done. And, you know, this morning I'm ready. So if I'm not able to solve something, I write it down. Right. So that's no to worries. Remember, sleep is a process. You know, it's contrary to our hustle culture. Everything we can hustle, but sleep, you have to, you know, I think we have met our match in sleep. You can't data mine your way to sleep. You know, you can't hustle your way. So the last is W It's called win by losing yourself or keeping everything simple, right? Only way to win this is to let it go. We win, and everything else. But this one, sleep is an ancient art. It's natural. It's within you. But, you know, the culture and the hustle has made us, it's very hard to get it. Remember, sleep is like a dimmer switch. It's not an on and off switch. We want it to be an on and off switch, but it has to dim. It's like a 7-course meal. You have to have your wine, your cheese, your salad, your music. Then you go to the main meal. So it has to be processed. So sleep now, SLEEPNOW, schedule, low light, low noise. E is no to electronics. Next E is no to exercise 4 hours prior. Power of your mind, the two techniques I talked, no to worries. And W is win by losing. So I've been using this for 25, 30 years, and it worked great for everyone.
But the 7-course meal, you also need time before you go to bed, yeah?
Yes.
What is the biggest challenge of people who are not sleeping well?
People are in a mental fog. In the United States, in 2021, the cost of being sleepy and taking time off was $411 billion with a B. You know, people calling sick, they don't want to come to work. And even if they come to work, they are angry and you make wrong decisions. It's not good for mental health, it's not physical health. You are not altogether well. But then once you're sleeping, 7-8 hours, you are like energized and ready to go. So you're not performing at all. You know, there are many studies that done, even kids who don't sleep well, executives, adults, anybody who doesn't sleep well, they're not performing well.
I know so many people who are not sleeping well. I also had my phases where I didn't sleep well. Too much work, too many thoughts, you know, and switching off. And you said it very well. It's not a switch. You can't switch yourself to sleep. You know, it's a process. You know, you have to go into a kind of transition to fall asleep. And when you have too many thoughts in your head and too many things, I mean, then I often write things down in the evening, which are in my head so that I don't have to think about them. I say, okay, they are written down, so I will not forget what I had in my head. I like this acronym. It's very easy to remember. But you have an institute, yeah? So how do you work with your clients? How do you help them implement this strategy?
Yeah, so I have my own personal clinic where everybody in the state can come and see me because as a physician, I'm licensed. But people can get all the help online. You know, I have, you know, the sleepfixacademy.com, where there's a sleep assessment, sleep test, sleep quiz, and there's my podcaster there. So many other tips they can and take a Sleep Now course. I have also a course for people. Then my book is available online. So there are many ways to do it. So I want this information to give to more people, not only the people in my state where they can come and see me, if they can get all the self-help they can on my sleepfixacademy.com website.
Very, very interesting. Do you have numbers how many people suffer from sleep problems? And there's a difference between falling asleep and continue to sleep. No, I mean, some people wake up in the middle of the night.
Correct.
Some people are not falling to sleep. So do you know the difference in percentage? What is the biggest challenge?
Correct. So the difficulty falling asleep is called sleep onset insomnia. And then when you wake up in the middle of the night and cannot go to sleep, it's called sleep maintenance insomnia. Roughly in the stats are about a third of the patient folks in the world don't sleep well, but I believe it's more than, I think it's more than 70. It's probably 2/3 of the people are not sleeping in the current time. So when you can't go to sleep, that is called pure insomnia. So before I go into that, I make sure people don't have like medical problems like heart problem, lung problem, or syndrome called restless legs, and also mental health problems, anxiety or depression. They're not able to sleep. So I have to address that. So once I do that, then I put people in my program. And then the key importance here is if you're waking in the middle of the night, you might have a sleep disorder like a sleep apnea or limb movement disorder or REM behavior disorder. So those are the things that wake people up in the middle of the night. So our sleep goes through different cycles, non-REM, REM. So you come into different, we are at risk for, you know, waking up. It could be as a simple thing, like if you drink too much water or alcohol close to bedtime, you're going to wake up to use the restroom because your bladder is full. Or sometimes, say, you know, people have urinary tract infection or prostate problems. So those are the things that I want to make sure they don't have, the reason why people are waking in the middle of the night. So between those two problems, these problems are 50-50, either difficulty going to sleep or maintaining their sleep. So that's 50-50.
How many people do you think really understand the importance of sleep? I mentioned in the beginning that more and more people realize that they should sleep more and they focus on that. But on the other hand, as you said, this is quite a big problem that we have so many people suffering and people are really taking action and focus on implementing strategies to sleep better. And so I see this balance between the rising awareness that sleep is important to the still high level of sleep issues we have in our society. And I think it's even an increasing number of people who are not sleeping well. And so how do you see this moving? Are we really educated enough, and are we really aware enough that sleep is important, or is it still something which needs more education in society?
So, Sebastian, to answer the question, sleep problems don't hurt. Like if you have a toothache, you're going to take care of it, right? If you have a fracture of your hand, or if you have a tumor that's growing, you're going to take sleep problems are slow. It takes at least 5 to 10 years to have the impact on it. You know, sleep affects our mental health. You know, in a less supply of oxygen to the brain, you can have, you know, cognitive issues. And, you know, not sleeping well can have blood pressure problems. When you have sleep apnea, you know, you have an adrenaline stimulation all through the night, so your blood pressure is high. Same thing with diabetes. So sleep problems, you know, what is this little bit here and there? But over 5-10 years, it catches up. So to answer your question, of course, education is important. That's why I decided to write this book, to show the importance of sleep that affects all organs of our body.
Yeah, you just mentioned your book. Can you share a little bit about how did you develop the book? Is it more like a story you're telling, or is it your factual book? What is the content? You just mentioned it's number one on Amazon.
Released yesterday on the top news sellers in the field of sleep medicine. It topped number one yesterday and still is number one. And so most people are getting aware of it. So what I did is I divided into different contents. See, there is a book for insomnia. There's books for children. But this one covers the whole family. I have chapters for children, I have a chapter for teens, I have a chapter for women, I have a chapter for older adults, I have a chapter for athletes, I have a chapter on how mental health is affected. So if you want, use that. You know, if you have a chapter on sleep apnea, insomnia, and the end, in the chapter 13, I give the 7 proven strategies. So you go through all those problems and, you know, hey, you know, I'm a woman, perimenopausal, I have all these problems. So go read that. You know, I'm a young adult, I want to do well. Read that chapter. And if you have a problem, go to the end, and then you have all the 7, you know, proven, you know, sleep strategies that have, you know, there's also a journal. I take people to jot down how they sleep and also have a sleep assessment at the back of the book. And all these are also available on my website. So I divided into different chapters for the whole family, because if the child's not sleeping, the parents are not sleeping. You know, if the adults are not sleeping, the grown-ups are not sleeping. So I wanted a compact one.
While you record this, a couple of days ago, there was a news alert that a plane was flying without pilots. The main pilot was asleep, and the co-pilot was so tired because he had a newborn and he didn't sleep for days. So he also fell asleep while he was in charge. And this is good targeting.
I saw that and I was laughing at myself. You know, I said, hey, how's my book? You know, book came up, you know, when I was reading that article.
You see, I mean, this is amazing advertising, really focused on the problem. And then you're seeing this article, then, hey, what can help you with the book?
See, Sebastian, you know, in the United States, only half the vehicles are on the road at night, but 2/3 of the accidents happen at night, because people are drowsy. Just think about the major accidents that have happened in this world at night. You know, think about the Chernobyl disorder, the 3 Mile disaster, even the Challenger explosion. They found out that the crew were not sleeping while the ground crew were operating. So there's a lot of disasters that can happen. You know, the error, the mathematical errors of night workers and even employees. You know, all my staff, I make sure I screen them. I make sure they sleep better, because you are at risk for having errors. You're working at your 50-60%. You're trying your best to be 100%, but you're not.
Yes. I just wonder, how can we educate society more about sleep? I mean, we have books, we have podcasts, a very good medium.
See, sleep is the foundation on which fitness and diet is built. Every new year, we talk about diet, we talk about exercise, but with good sleep comes all that, right? You're mentally more focused, you know, and then it also affects weight gain. You know, poor sleep alters the leptin and ghrelin ratio. So people should understand, hey, you know, this is a foundation. We need to talk more. But the academic, everybody's talking a little bit more about the impact of sleep. And I think like where you mentioned, Sebastian, we need to teach children. I'm passionate about, you know, teaching children. My mom taught me how to sleep. So when children learn the importance of sleep, like taking a nap and doing better in the exams by sleeping better, they will become better as they grow. Because, you know, as life happens, our sleep quality gets bad every decade. It gets worse, Sebastian.
And you're on a mission to help society sleep better. And what's next in your journey? Now you created this book. Will be there TV show soon, or what do you plan to spread the word more?
So I'm on many podcasts. You know, people are calling me right and left. I do, like, this is my third podcast of the day. And then I was on TV yesterday. You know, I'm local. Then maybe one day I'll get a chance to be on the big TV show to get this message. But the good news is people are paying attention. Hey, you know, there's something about sleep. Let's do this. And I've given it all in my book. You know, I put 3 years into it, to writing it, you know, off my 25 years experience. So it's my mission to heal the world. That's my passion. And I'm on this journey to empower, you know, there's a lot of fitness, there's a lot of diet gurus, but I want to be known as the sleep expert of this world. And it's taking off really, really well. You know, I mean, I'm not a pseudoscientist, you know, I've been in practice. I've helped so many hundreds and thousands of people over these years with this strategy. So this is not something that I'm reading in a book and saying it, you know what I'm saying? So this is the real thing. But I tell people, it's like taking these stairs. It's not going to be easy. People have to follow it, you know, hustle during the day, but relax at night. You know, sometimes it's like going through a metal detector. So if you're entering your bedroom door, if you have your phone, beep, you have to take your phone off. Beep. Worries, beep, that's, you have to take it all out.
I leave, like, it out. I'm scheduled worrying time, you know, from 6 to 8.
Yes, yes, that's it. And so, I mean, that's my passion. And, you know, thank you for having me on my show, and let all the people in Germany and all over the world sleep better.
And we will put the link to your book in the show notes. And I wish you all the best in your mission, and we'll ban all the negative thoughts. And I don't have any technical stuff in my bedroom, but not working. I mean, my thing is working late at night.
Don't do that. But sleep between 10 and 6, prioritize. You'll be really energetic in the morning and ready to go.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sebastian. Enjoyed being on your show.
Hey, I'd like to make a quick announcement. I've got something exciting to share. As a listener of the High Performance CEO Show, you are already part of a community that values growth, excellence, and pushing boundaries. I created the High Performance CEO Hub, which is a free community where you can connect with me and other listeners, get behind the scenes insights, learn how to improve performance and efficiency, and find accountability partners to grow together. Go to www.thehighperformanceceohub.com. and join us today. It's free, it's valuable, and it's waiting for you.